after the 3-day road trip to Goodland. All in all, thought the girls played pretty well. Norton comes out, you know, first night and beat you, but they end up 2-1 for the tournament. Pretty good team. Got a nice win on Friday, and even Saturday, despite the loss against Lakin, you hit some free throws, hit some bunnies inside, you're right there, and you might even win the game, too.
Yeah, I think we should have probably won the game just because we missed a lot. We missed 20 free throws from the free throw line, and we probably missed 15 little tiny shots. That, you know, if you make half of those, it's a totally different game, and there it puts a lot of pressure on the other team. So I thought the girls played really, really hard. We just need to focus on some of the little things.
Ran well with him. He got up and down the floor pretty good, you know, for a 12 noon type of game. Sometimes you're tired and fatigued after spending the weekend, but your girls got up and down the floor. You found people, I mean, on the fly and transition and in the paint. So that was pretty good to watch as well.
Yeah, I thought that was really good. Definitely the first quarter. I think we gave up on it too soon. The girls need to keep on going because that's one of our things. If we can make the other team tired, you know, that's definitely to our benefit. But I think we were a little bit tired too.
So all in all, you take a lot out of this tournament and go ahead with 3 more games this week and come back and you play like that against these teams like you did in Goodland. You should win a couple of these games.
Yeah, you know, hey, the things that we're doing wrong, we can fix. That's a good thing. It's not things that, you know, athletically we're just not capable, but we can fix them. We can fix free throws. We can fix some little bit of defensive pressure. We didn't do a very good job as far as getting in help side on some of their taller girls, so we need to do that and have some help from our teammates.
It seems like your rotation, your starters and your bench, you're starting to get a little rhythm there too, aren't you?
Yeah, I think we got a solid 9 players that can play for us right now. So, and we got them in and out. So, I mean, we're working on our depth, and I think the girls coming off the bench are doing a good job.
Cozad here on their home floor. I think you had a chance to watch the game film against Chase County. They're 1-3, the loss of Valentine. But a couple of girls, Marhinke, and especially the Baker girl, those two are pretty tough for them, aren't they?
Yeah, both of them. We really need to focus on them. You know, they're 5'6", 5'8". We match up with them well as far as we just need to put some pressure on them coming down the court and making sure that they don't have easy shots.
You kind of like this Tuesday game after the Goodland tournament, or you like a few more days, or no big deal?
We play 6 games in 10 days, so that's really very hard. No, I don't like this game at this time.
Yep, we got this one, and of course, Toughies. I mean, the whole week is this one at Kearney Catholic and Holdridge. I mean, there's not a slouch in the bunch, huh?
No, and I think that's going to be like that all season with us as far as our schedule. You know, we have some really good teams on our schedule, and that's the only way we get better, so.